Hey everybody, this is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca and welcome to the Barn Burner Radio Network. Our more than twice daily, even on the weekends, fired up shows available on 114 platforms, also on the OSD Sports app, and download our app, the Barn Burner app, available on iOS and Android. Just go to the respective store, search Barn Burner, download it today. Welcome to NFL Blitz, the 4 p.m. kickoff preview with Eric Cohen. Eric, 4 p.m. games here. LA Chargers, Tennessee Titans, Tennessee favored by 2, but they benched their number one starting quarterback, Marcus Mariota. Who wins this game? This is an interesting game because the Chargers getting drilled last week by Pittsburgh. This is a must-win for both teams.
Well, there might be as many Chargers in the stands in Tennessee as there were at home against Pittsburgh last week. The Chargers have been an absolute debacle this year. No home field advantage. Phillip Rivers aged like 10 years overnight. They get Melvin Gordon back. They can't get him going. They can't establish the run. Rivers is making mistakes in the passing game. They've been, you know, a ton of injuries on defense. It's just been a nightmare for the Chargers. And it hasn't been any better for Tennessee. As you mentioned, Marcus Mariota benched. Ryan Tannehill gets the start. Their offense, I think they've scored, I don't know, 7 points in like 2.5 games. They haven't done anything offensively. This game is just two teams that have playoff hopes. I mean, listen, both these two teams were, you know, the Chargers won a playoff game last year. The Titans went to Week 17 against the Colts in the game for the division last year. So both teams expected to be a lot better this year. It hasn't happened. I'm not betting on this game. I think, you know, flip a coin as far as who wins this one.
All right, so coin toss there. Now, another interesting battle, New Orleans into Chicago. Chicago favored by 3.5, but New Orleans sneaky with Bridgewater. They won every game. Could they go into Chicago and beat the Bears?
I don't see it happening. I think Teddy Touchdown struggles a little bit in this game against a very, very good Chicago defense. They got embarrassed. I mean, the Bears were embarrassed defensively overseas in London against the Raiders. I don't know what happened. They were down 17-0 very quickly in that game, and then ended up giving up a 93-yard drive to Derek Carr to lose the game. So I think the Bears defense makes a statement here. I think Chicago gets back on track and hands Teddy Bridgewater his first loss of the year before Drew Brees takes over after the bye.
All right. So the next matchup, the last 4:25 kickoff, is probably the matchup of the day. Baltimore into Seattle. Seattle favored by 3.5 points. Now I want to ask you this. Baltimore's quarterback, will he have more passing yards or more running yards?
Well, in this game, he'll have more passing yards. Lamar Jackson obviously ran all over the Bengals last week. But, you know, Russell Wilson's also a running quarterback, but yet he's an MVP, top MVP candidate the way he's thrown the ball this year. And I think Lamar Jackson, playing on the road, playing in Seattle, he's going to have to throw because Seattle's going to score points. It's not going to be a game like the Bengals where, you know, he can just run all over them and they'll have no answer for him. Lamar's going to have to be a dual threat in this game for the Ravens to have a chance. Spreads 3.5. I think Seattle probably wins a very close game, but I would take Baltimore plus the 3.5. I think it's very, very tight with these two teams.
Russell Wilson, 137 out of 189, 1704 in yards, 14 touchdowns to no interception, rating of 124.7. Is he right now 6-7 weeks into the season the MVP?
He is. He absolutely is. He 3 weeks ago it was Patrick Mahomes, and Mahomes hasn't been the same quarterback since hurting his ankle a couple weeks ago. And he's, you know, Mahomes has thrown a pick. Mahomes has made mistakes. He's been overthrowing receivers. Right now, Wilson's in more of a groove. So, yes, Russell Wilson is the NFL MVP right now.
Seattle comes in at 5-1, Baltimore at 4-2. If Baltimore loses, they're 4-3, and that AFC North division is up for grabs, even with Cleveland stinking the last couple games and Pittsburgh. So that you know, that division is really used to be one powerhouse division, but now I could say 7-9, 8-8, making it.
No, Pittsburgh will not win 8 games. I think Baltimore needs to win 9 games to win the division. It'll be 9-7 that wins it. And Cleveland obviously has a lot of issues right now. So I think Baltimore is definitely the team to beat in that division and probably will win it.
All right, Eric, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
On Twitter at RealEricCohen, and come at me with any NFL questions.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
You're welcome, Joe.